You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Here we go. I've done my stretches. Yep, pulled my groin, stretched my calves. I've even done my arms. I've twisted my head about a bit. I am feeling flexible. Why do I need to be flexible when you're a radio DJ? Because this is the big fight. The big fight. The me versus the countdown. Hello, football friends. Sorry about that. I'm a buzzing ball of energy tonight. I am so excited. It is the last Football Hour before Christmas, and it is the last pick of the goss before Christmas. Okay, this trendy feature is about the BBC gossip column. We all know the BBC goss column is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from around the world. Here we go. I know, and you know, every morning you get into work, you whack the kettle on, and while that water is boiling, your mind is pondering. It's thinking back to that journey into work. You got on the train, gosh, it was busy, wasn't it? But there, sat on one of the seats, is the most beautiful girl. She's blonde, she's stylish, she's just got great everything. But wait, what's that next to her? It's a copy of the newspaper. And you can just about make out the headline. And the headline states that Real Madrid want to sell Gareth Bale to Man United for £1 billion. That can't be right, can it? So you sort out your hair, you check your breath, you squeeze past the other commuters, and you pluck up the courage to talk to this girl. You tap her on the shoulder and you say, "Excuse me, can I have that paper?" Because, lads, what's more important than you actually talking to a beautiful girl? It's finding out that transfer gossip. So now, the kettle's fully boiled, you're back at your desk with your brew. So what's your next move? What is your next move? Do you crack on with some proper work, or do you scroll the BBC goss column and find out the rest of the transfer talk? We all know the answers, the BBC gossip column. We know the gossip is so ridiculously strange that I decided to do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from that very column. So, this is my favourite part of every single week. Last one in 2017. Here we go. I love these immortal words. Are you ready, goss pickers? Because here is your top 10.
In at number 10, Marcus say Real Madrid's Cristiano Ronaldo wants a wage increase that will make him the world's highest paid player. 9 in the charts, big news out of the massive media organisation, the Stoke Sentinel. Stoke's owners are concerned by the club's recent poor form, but they still believe manager Mark Hughes should remain in charge. At 8, the Sun state Alexis Sanchez, which we talked about earlier, has turned down a £400,000 a week offer from a Chinese club because the Chile international is determined to join Man City. Straight in at 7, the Mirror Men say Chelsea are considering a bid for Crystal Palace's forward Wilfried Zaha in January. Highest new entry at 6, the Irish Indy announced Liverpool will not make a move for defender Virgil van Dijk unless Southampton lower their £70 million valuation. Into the top 5. German press are quietly saying Borussia Dortmund striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang secretly extended his contract with the club by a year until 2021. At 4, The Mail tell us Man United want to bring defender Johnny Evans back to Old Trafford. Trafford, up 10 places into number 3. Spanish press state Barca's president met Anton Griezmann's family in the latest development towards sealing a summer transfer deal for Atletico Madrid's forward. Our number 2 hit. The Men at the Mirror say Man United are set to make a £60 million bid for Juve and Brazil fullback Alexandro in January. Bum, bum. And our number one gossip is from the Daily Mirror. And those guys at the Daily Mirror, the guys I like to call the Mirror Men, are announcing that the Blues of Chelsea are ready to sell their Brazilian-born centre-back, David Luiz. Interesting, interesting, interesting gossip. I am feeling amazing. Last week on the Chart Show Countdown, I let myself and all the Football Hour listeners down. I didn't make it to the end of the countdown in time for my number one. And I as I said last week, I'm sorry, but I made up for it then, didn't I? I proper made up for it then. Right. After a little break, a little interlude, where you can all have a breath, you can go outside, have a fag, have a cup of tea. It's not going to be that long. It's going to be a few minutes tops, right? We're going to come back and we're going to do a little bit of research, a little bit more analysis into that Chart Show Countdown and see whether them news stories from those newspapers were correct.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes Store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.
It's Chris! Oh no, it's not, it's the Football Hour, isn't it? Come on, Alex. You've got to remember your own show's title. It's not Christmas, is it? It's the Football Hour. And you know what we do on the Football Hour? We look deeper into the feature, pick of the goss. And before the break, I was counting down the 10 most craziest transfer speculations from the BBC Gossip column. And at number 10, they were saying that Marca, the Spanish newspaper, they're announcing that Real Madrid's Cristiano Ronaldo wants another wage increase. Like, honestly, I follow this guy on Instagram and he's doing a sponsored post every hour from like another company, whether it's his company or someone else's company. Oh, the guy's a money-making machine. He's a goal-scoring machine, but hasn't he got enough money? He's got enough money, I think. Right, 9 in the charts. Stoke's owners are not going to sack Mark Hughes. Yeah. 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 Good luck with that, Mark. Okay, Merry Christmas. At 8, Alexis Sanchez has turned down $400,000 a week from a Chinese club because he wants to join Man City. This Man City move, where are they going to play everyone? There's only 11 players, and I know Pep likes playing about 7 attackers, but I just think it's just too much having Alexis Sanchez. But you would go. You'd go for 6 months just to win the league, wouldn't you? And try your hand at winning the Champions League. Right, I've done Sanchez. I need to do 7. Zaha may move to Chelsea. I just think he's playing so well. He's playing so well at Palace. Does he want to move back to another big club where he's probably not going to start again? And then sort of his career goes back to the point where it was at Man United. I wouldn't want to do it. No, I wouldn't want to go to Chelsea. Number 6. Liverpool want the £70 million valuation for Virgil van Dijk lowered. Well, you were bidding about £60 million in the summer, so they're only going to put the price up more in January. No, I've got no sympathy. Number 5, Borussia Dortmund's Aubameyang has extended his contract. Liverpool fans are taking the mick out of Everton fans, not for the first time, saying that because Evertonians were thinking that he's coming to their club in January. Well, yeah, he signed a new contract with his club, so sorry. Right, Man United want Johnny Evans back. Do you really? If you want Johnny Evans back, you're probably going to slip out of the top 4. So I wouldn't go for it. Right, number 3. Barca are getting closer to signing Griezmann. Did you see what he dressed up for his Christmas party as? Type in Anton Griezmann fancy dress. You will be shocked. Right, number 2.
Man United are going to buy Alexandro. Oh, could have been Alex Mearns from the Football Hour. Alexandro from Juventus. I've heard good things about him, never seen him. Well, I must have seen him, but I don't see him closely. If he goes to Man United, I'd be looking forward to seeing a Brazilian fullback in the Premier League. Our number one gossip is Chelsea are going to unload David Luiz, which could pave the way for them to buy Virgil van Dijk. Dun, dun, dun. Chelsea fans, are you happy with that? Right, get in contact with At The Football Hour if that's the story that you're bothered about. If you're not, just have a fun Christmas. That was Pick of the Goss. I'm Alex Mearns, and I am in fine, fine fettle.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.